Whoa, Badger, take it easy. It's me, Holiday. I'm your friend.
I keep telling you, my name isn't Badger, and you're not my friend. I don't even know you. But my sister said you're bad news, so stay away.
No, you have it backwards. Brinley's the one you can't trust. She isn't your sister.
She told me you'd say that.
Oh, geez. Badger, Bruce, whatever you want to be called, I promise I'm not lying. I came here to help you.
If you're so into helping me, where were you when I really needed it? I'd be dead if it weren't for Brinley finding me when she did.
I can explain all that if you...
If I sit here quietly and let you fill my brain with more of your lies? No thanks. Brinley said you tried to turn me against her too.
Brinley?
And boy, was she right.
Look, I hate that I wasn't there for you. I'm so, so sorry about that, but I didn't know where to find you. I don't even really understand how you got here, but if you just give me 10 minutes...
No! I'm not interested in anything you have to say. So take your freaky flying board and soar off!
Oh, hubby. This is a mess.
Quit hogging the popcorn, Cyrus.
You've had twice as much as me.
Okay then, just let me finish it.
I give up.
Thank you.
It's Holiday.
Put it on speaker.
Hey, Halls, did you find Badger?
You mean Bruce?
Told ya.
Yep, you nailed it, Birdie. Brinley really messed with that kid's head. He's been brainwashed into hating all things Anders.
This is insane. How did he go from being kidnapped by two child catchers in the woods to becoming Brinley's brother?
I'd be happy to explain, Cyrus. Brinley! Where'd you come from? Nice speakerphone, Holodork. Crystal clear. Loud, too.
Uh-oh.
I gotta go, guys.
Holiday, wait. Holiday?
Birdie?
Uh-oh. Hide me, Cyrus.
I think Dad's gonna notice you're under the blanket. Your feet are sticking out.
Get out from under there right now, young lady. I got a call from your school. Want to tell us where you went when you ditched the field trip?
Not really.
Is that what you used to get up to my brother's window? Another one of your dweeby brother's dweeby inventions? Too bad it didn't drive you into the lake.
What gives, Brinley? We both know you don't have a brother.
Oh, please. It's not as if I've done something wrong. I found Bruce wandering in the woods, freezing, starving, scared out of his mind. Imagine having zero memory of who you are or where you came from.
Imagine.
Boom! You can't imagine it. But it happened, and let's just say what we're all thinking. Thank God for Brinley, because I took him in, gave him food, a warm bed, and a family. Which is more than anyone in your lame life would ever do.
I just...
You are what? In awe of my huge heart? You should be. And don't pretend the name Bruce doesn't go perfect with Brinley. I almost called him Bruce Lee, but, you know, kinda taken.
Brinley, it's not okay to take a kid who's lost his memory into your house and just make him a part of your family. Wow, I can't believe I just said that.
I can. You love being all preachy and judgy. But breaking news, nothing you say matters. And from here on out, what happens with Bruce doesn't concern you.
Yeah, it does, actually.
How? If you know so much about his past, why don't you fill me in? I'd love to hear about what his life was like before me.
I can't tell you that.
Why not? Is it top secret Whittier super spy stuff?
What?
Isn't that the make-believe garbage you and your siblings are always whispering about? Well, I don't care about the Anders Fantasy Freak Ball League. All that matters is that Bruce is safe and happy with me and Daddy. And he is.
So that's it? You're just going to let him go on thinking he's a Pasternak, with zero concern for the life he had before you?
A life that you were a part of? Duh. Honestly, he's lucky I came along when I did. The last thing someone sweet like Bruce needs is to be mixed up with someone shady like you.
You can't keep me from him forever.
Watch me.